Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Go Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 25 Mabasa 2022 ngupresident Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ukukhwela kwamafutha ezimoto akutsho ukuthi kuzakhwela yonke into ilandela khona lapho kuzakhwela impupu, kukhwela ijulela, kukhwela amafutha, kukhwele omahlamvu, kukhwela imbhida, kukhwele yonke into isepa le transport nje yokugada.
Abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority sebeguqule intengo yamafutha ezimoto. Ebikwa kuyiyo ebisibangela ukungami kuhle kwentengo yento yonke elizweni.
Umbukiso omkhulu wabosomabhizimisi iZITF 2022 uyaqala kusasa. Siyajabula ngendlela osomabhizimisi abasukumele phezulu ngayo.
Umbukiso omkhulu wezokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair 2022 uyaqala kusasa kuBulawayo. Abalandeli beqembu lenguqo ele Highlanders bakhala ngokuthi bahlukunyizwe ngamapolisa ngomgqibelo eShabane lapho lelo qembu eliye ladlala neFC Platinum. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulomsakazo. Abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority sebeguqule intengo yamafutha ezimota ebikwa eyiyo ebisibangela ukungami kuhle kwentengo yento yonke elizweni. Intengo entsha yamafutha epetulo yehle isuka ku-$1.67 le-US dollar yaya ku-US dollar $1.63. Ngakwelinye icele uZulu ukhonona ngokukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ophekisa okwethusayo. Ngevike edluleyo abenkampani ye-United Refineries Limited bakhuthaze uhulumende ukubana abavumele ukusebenzisa imali yakwamanye amazwe ukuze bahlenge inkampani yabo ngoba ukusilela kwalimali kubabuyisela muva. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
AbeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority bethule umbiko wenguquko kuntengo yamafutha emota besithi kuhambelana lenhlaba wonke. Umnumzana Effort Ncube, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ebona ngamalungelo abathengi e-National Consumer Rights Association, INACORA, uthi uhulumende kumele abone akwenzayo ngemali yelizwe elokhu iqhubekela phambili isehla isisindo.
Ukukhwela kwamafutha ezimoto akutsho ukuthi kuzakhwela yonke into ilandela khona lapho kuzakhwela impupu, kukhwela ijukela, kukhwela amafutha, kukhwele omahlamvu, kukhwele imbhida, kukhwele yonke into isepa le transport nje yokugada abantu besiye endaweni ezihlukahlukeneyo. Akulanto ezasala emuva ngokuba ekukhweleni kwamafutha ezimota kufuqa yonke into iqanse lapho osomabhizinisi sebedlulisela ubunzima kubathengi. Ngakho kuyadingeka ukuthi uhulumende enze into efaneleyo, alungise ilizwe, alungise umnotho. Ngokuba lo mnotho uyaxega kawumanga kahle, yikho kulula ukuthi izinto zikhwele zisiya phezulu. Imali yeZimbabwe ilahlekelwa ngamandla okwenza izinto ziqanise zisiya phezulu.
Umnumzana Nkanyiso Bebe isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo uthi ukuhlanganiswa kwamafutha okuthiwa yiZera kutsho ukuthi amafutha ayabe engasahlali ezimoteni.
Ukwehliswa kwentengo yamafutha ezimota lugatsha lweZera siyakwamukela sibili, hayi siyakwamukela, kodwa ke sinanzelela ukuthi hayi asokwehla vele khona okutheni. Laba abathengisa amafutha ezimota bebevele bethengisa phezu kwayona le intengo, bahleli bethengisa phezu kwayona le intengo yabe iqanjwe yiZera. So lakhathesa kusuze kusimangalisa ukuthi vele bazaqhubeka benjalo bethengisa ngeprice ephezulu kulaleyo vele eqanjiweyo. Kanti ke futhi okunye sikunanzelela i-blending le iZera isikhuluma ngayo ukuthi amafutha sokumela ku-E10 kutsho ukuthi amafutha azabe sephephuka, azabe engasahlali vele ezimoteni ngoba abevele engahlali wona kakhulu ngesikhathi kuthiwa akula blending eyenzakalayo.
Unkosikazi Linda Siziba uthi ukukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota kukhweza intengo yempahla zonke.
Nxa ifuel lokhe iqansa ukuthi ukuthi ama prices ezinto zonke vele lawo azaqana and ipetrol yona ikhangani yehlile kumbiko lo phuma kuzera kodwa nje emagarajini lokhe vele between $65 isiya ku $69 yebo kambe kulempi le ekhona phakathi kwe Russia le Ukraine kodwa kanti kungani ukuthi ifuel ye Zimbabwe iyaqansa kwedlula ifuel ye goli langa khathe sama salaries vele ame one dawu akhwelanga kodwa siyabona ukuthi izinto zayo zilokhe zikhwela zisiyale imlethe value esiholayo.
Unkosikazi Melody Msipha, omunye wabathengisa emkambo, uthi sekunzima ukuthi bathole amafutha okuphekisa ngentengo ephansi, njalo awasabonwa.
Ukukhwezwa mchokocho kwefuyelo kuyazibulala kakhulu nxa sikhangela i-cooking oil ngendlela ekhwele ngayo. Kubuhlungu kakhulu kithi esithengisayo, siyithola nzima njalo idula. Okokuthi ngabe amankampani amakhulu enza njengathi ukuthi wayiwode nge-foreign currency ukuze i-business ingawi sonke sincedane.
Intengo yamafutha edizili isuke kumadola angamakhulu amabili phose lamashumi amabili amadola eZimbabwe, $218.01, yaya kumadola angamakhulu amabili phose lamashumi ayisithupha, $264.77. Ngemali yeMelika ikhwele ngamasenti amathathu i-3 cents, isuke ku-$0.68 yaya ku-$0.71. Iphetulo yona ngemali yalapha eZimbabwe isuka kumadola angamakhulu amabili phose lamashumi amabili, $216.78, yaya kumadola angamakhulu amabili lamashumi amahlanu, $254.40. Ngemali yeMelika yehle ngamasenti amane, i-4 cents, isuke ku-$0.67 yaya ku-$0.63. Imizamo yokuxhumana lomqondisi we-United Refugee Limited umnumzana Busisa Moyo yehlule ngoba ubengadobhi ucingo lwakhe. Kodwa kuviki ephelileyo ekhuluma lephephandaba le-Newsday ubekhala ngokuba intengo ezijiyeneyo ezokuthenga imali yaphandle yelizwe zibathwalise nzima njalo kubaphambanisa umsebenzi okugcina kudale ukuba intengo yamafutha ilayo iqanse. Ngimele Studio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Umbukiso omkhulu wezokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair walonyaka uyaqala kusasa kobulawayo. Abenkampani iqondisa lombukiso bathi sokubhalise osomabhizimusi abedlula amakhulu amahlanu abaveze isifiso sokuzabukisa lonyaka. Wanastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Kuyaphithizela kuluthuli kobulawayo ngaphambilini kokuqala kusasa kombukiso wezokuthengiselana owaZimbabwe International Trade Fair kuze kuyefika insonto kulabo somabhizimusi abasuka phetsheya kolwandle ezwekazi le-Afrika lawaphakathi kwelizwe. Umgcini sihlalo wenkampani yeZimbabwe International Trade Fair umnumzana Busisa Moyo uchasise kabanzi ngombukiso emhlanganweni lentatheli zindaba owenzelwe ku-ZITF wobulawayo.
Umbukiso omkhulu wabosomabhizimisi i-ZITF 2022 uyaqala kusasa. Siyajabula ngendlela osomabhizimisi abasukumele phezulu ngayo belungisela lumbukiso. Sikhuluma nje iningi labo sebefikile bazatshona lamuhla beqedisa ukulungisela indawo zabo zokubukisa andubana ukuqala umbukiso kusasa. Ngalesi sikhathi ama kampani asebhalise ukuzobukisa impahla zabo asedlula amakhulu amane, over 400. Kuona lawo kuzabe kulamanye amazwe alichumi lane, 14 foreign nations azabe ebukisa impahla ezenziwa kubo.
Umnumzana Moyo uqhubekele phambili echaza ngokulandelwa kweziqondiso ze-COVID-19 ngamalanga ombukiso we-ZITF.
Sizabe siwenza lo mbukiso silandela okusemthethweni mayelana nge-COVID-19. Siyacela ukuthi wonke umuntu oza kulo mbukiso ezebukisa into abazenzayo abuye esithi ngama-exhibitors kumele babe le-PCR test kumbe i-rapid test uma bengena ukuze ebukisa impahla lapha e-ZITF. Ngolwesihlanu lapho esenza khona ukuvulwa kwe-ZITF okusemthethweni umongameli lapho evula i-ZITF, kuzadingakala njalo ukuthi wonke umuntu ozayo abe layo i-rapid test kumbe i-PR test ukuthi angene abukele lokho okuzabe kusenzakala ngolwesihlanu lapho umongameli evula i-ZITF ka-2022.
Umphathintambo wakobulawayo unkosikazi Judith Ncube uthi wamukela ngenjabulo enkulu izethekeli ezize kuleli dolobho zilanda umbukiso we-ZITF.
Impela kuyena leviki siqala ukwamukela izethekeli zethu. Sizamukele emzini wamakhosi lamakhosikazi obulawayo ku-ZITF iZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Sithanda ukuthi sibikele izethekeli zethu labo bonke abantu ukuthi bamukelekile abazizwe besekhaya. Abantu bakobulawayo abantu abalobuntu abahlonipha esinye sizalwa.
Ingcweti ezicubungula ezomnotho zithi umbukiso we-ZITF uzaletha ibhizimusi edolobheni leli kanye laselizweni jikelele. Ohlaziya ezomnotho umnumzana Zibusiso Mkhwananzi ulombono ofanayo.
Yikuthi into leyi ikakhulu ngathi uyakhangela ngapha ngoluhlwini lemandebeleni kuletha singathi movement of i-business singathi movement especially esikhangela ngokutshintshana kwemali ezandleni kakhulu.
Umbukiso walonyaka ogijima ngendikimba ethi rethink, reimagine, reinvent value chains for economic development uyaqala mhla ka 26 Mabasa uze uyephela mhla ka 30 Mabasa. Umongameli Uhuru Kenyatta wele Kenya obekhangelwelwe ukuvula umbukiso we-ZITF walonyaka kaseyikubuya kulandela ukubhubha kukamnumzana Mwai Kibaki wayengumongameli wele Kenya. Umongameli Emmerson Tambo Mnangagwa nguye owethule lesi saziso kuthange eHarare. Mhlaka 26 kusiya ku-28 Mabasa ngamalanga ababukisayo okuzaba lemihlangano ehlukeneyo egoqela iZITF Innovators Forum, iZITF Business Conference, iConnect Africa Symposium leDiplomats Forum. Kusukela mhlaka 29 kusiya ku-30 Mabasa iZITF izavulelwa uZulu. Umongameli Emmerson Tambo Mnangagwa nguye okhangelelwe ukuvula okusemthethweni umbukiso walonyaka ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 29 Mabasa. Ngimele iStudio 7 yobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abe Operation Dudula abachochozela udlakela oluqondiswe kwabo kuzabe funa abaphuma baphele kwele South Africa sebengenalala labo abathwala ukudla endaweni zokudlela ama restaurants bekuhambisa kwabathenga lokhu kudla ebulenjini beinternet. Lokhu kwenzakala izizalwane zakwele South Africa zisithi sizikhathele ngabo kuza ababathathela imisebenzi njalo bethengisa izidakamizwa besenza lobugebengu. Ukips tube usethulela lolu daba.
Umnumzana Ndlandla Lapsindlameni okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula namhla wethule umbiko enkundleni yokuxhumana e-Twitter esithi sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi izizalwane zakwale South Africa zithathe ngamandla imisebenzi yalabo abathola ukudla okuthengwa ebulenjini be-internet bekuhambisa ezindlini lemisebenzini. UDlamini uthi inhlanganiso yakhe isithuthuna imisebenzi eminengi njengoba kukhanya engani uhulumende kamongameli Cyril Ramaphosa kafisi ukungenela kudaba lolu. UMnumzana Teboho Sikhondo isizalwane sakwale South Africa esisekela okwenziwa yinhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula uthi abantu bokuza benza okungaqondanga elizweni lakwale South Africa.
Ukuthi baphushe le nto ukuthi izwe libe nomthetho ku-right. Mele umthetho urestorwe.
No akona ukuthi azibafuna abafethu. Inkinga nje nabo abakhuzana. Makungaba khona ukukhuzana ukuthi mawazi ukuthi umkhaya wakhe akekho right umkhuzi ukuthi ngoba ekugcineni impi mayisuka abantu abasabheki ukuthi ubani uphumaphi sebabheka ukuthi wonke umuntu uyinhlupho kahle kahle.
lophuma ngaphandle.
Kodwa uthi kubi kakhulu okwenziwa ngabanye abantu kwele South Africa ababulala uElvis Nyathi eDeep Sloot.
Ukufa komuntu akusinto esingayikhondona leyo sithi into ungathi kufinja no umuntu lohambile akusiyona inja futhi angeke nje kahle kahle ngivumele into enjalo ngoba uyabona into yenzekile iproblem yazi iqala lapho nabadumi iqala la ku iqala la ku media imedia inenkinga enkulu especially la South Africa ngazi yaseZimbabwe but imedia la South Africa iyona ifuela izinto ngesinye isikhathi uyabo then igcineni kuze kuphume lokuthi abantu vele abasenandaba yabona even ngasho ukuthi nalapho kunomuntu ovele ezinye izinto like kakhulukazi ezikhava ezenzeka makwenzeka makushone abantu baseSouth Africa abazikhava then makushone mhlawumbe umuntu wangaphandle bayazikhava that's when lento leyo enye yezinto ezidala ini ukuthi kube kutheleke upetrol emlilweni
lokhu kusekelwa ngunkosazana nonkululeko Sithole isizalwane sakwaseSouth Africa esihlala eCape Town othi abantu bakuza bamosha kwele South Africa.
Awukwazi ukuhamba uyongena esibayeni somunye umuntu. First of all ungena ngokungemthetho. Secondly uyaganga. Kunabantu abezela ngokungemthetho abamoshayo as they please. And then ngeke baze babanjwe ngoba abanama documents. And then and akusiwa amaZimbabweans kuphela amosha le country la. Ngihlala eKempton Park. Yabona manje kube kuthiwa ngisebenzisa iWi-Fi bengizophuma nale phone yami le nginibonisa ama Nigerians agcwele esestradini afida izingane zethu ama drugs athengisa ama drugs which is wrong.
Unkosazana Hlanjiwe Sithole odabuka kwele Zimbabwe uthi okwamanje kusobala ukuba umnotho wakwele South Africa uyabhidlika uyakhala ngokukhahlanyezwa kwabantu bokuza abenza imisebenzi ephansi labanye.
I say you South Africa lana esasiyazi from kudala iyaphansi ayiphezulu bekunanzelele kodwa benga-accuse ama-foreigners njalo ukuze ilizwe labo lirane kumele babonge la ama-foreigners because amaZimbabweni athatha any job ama-foreigners adubekile athatha any job abangakwanisiyo ukuzenzela bona ngokwabo abayifundi leyo msebenzi khathesi umthiwa kufelefele ukuba ngugadena ugadena sure ukudayisa amatamatisi ulalela umuntu isipaza sakuthana udayisela namatamatisi kule msebenzi abangayilwela bakithi abangayilwela belwelisane legovernment ukuthi hawu liqhatshela nama-foreigners thina sikhona la sithwele izetifiketi zethu nanzi kodwa liprefer ukuyathatha abantu omakhelwane njani lokho kuyazwakala ayikho lokho athi lokho okuthi abakubulawela umuntu ukuthi ungugadela
kulabanye abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe abethuswe umkhakaso we-Operation Dudula abathi sebebuyela ekhaya. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC ngingoGibbs Dube.
Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukuphithizela ukwenzakala kobulawayo phambilini kokuqala kombukiso wezokuthengiselana owezimbabwe International Trade Fair ZITF kusasa. Abatsha baseZimbabwe babikwa sebekhokhela ekusabalaliseni ulwazi lokucebisana ukwenqabela inkinga abahlangana lazo empilweni zokungahlaliseki engqondweni osokudala imikhuhlane yengqondo okuyisimo esengezelelwe yikuhlala ezindlini phansi kweziqondiso zokuvimba iCOVID-19 eze-lockdown. Intethele izindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba.
Abatsha eHarare baphakathi kwemikhankaso ejonge ukufundisana lokulimukisana kunye lokuqinisana kudubo lokungahlaliseki engqondweni osokutholakala ukuba sokubhakile phakathi kwabo.
We never know what you're going to go through tomorrow. We never know what you're going through today.
Osakhulayo okhokhela inhlanganiso e-Young People Mental Health Trust uTawanda Murepa uthi injongo yokusabalalisa ulwazi lokukhuthaza abatsha ukuba bethole uncedo ngoba sokulodubo elizweni kulandela isifo se-COVID-19.
According to Dr. Mashando from WHO, last year she highlighted that there was actually 50% spike.
Ngokusho kukadokotela Mashando owehlanganiso yeWorld Health Organization, kume lokwengezelela kwe-50% kuma-mental health kwabatsha.
Uqhubeka ethi ukuphanana amacebo kuhle kakhulu ngoba benanzelela ukuthi iningi labatsha lifela ngaphakathi, lingaphumi egcekeni ukuze bephathiswe, bese sabe la ukukhangelelwa phansi okuthiwa yi-stigma. Abatsha ngokwabo bathi isimo esinje sibachiya bezibona besalela muva, kudale njalo ukuhlukumezeka okunje.
Singakhangela i-social media, i-Facebook lokunye, sibona engani abanye benza kakuhle sibili okudlula thina.
Unkosazana Tari Romandaza wenhlanganiso ephathisa kundaba ezifana lokungahlaliseki engqondweni okuthiwa ngama-neurological disorders, nalabo abagcina ke besiba nemikhuhlane yengqondo kubangela ukusebenzisa izidakamezi, and Newe Foundation uthi ngaphandle kokulimukisana labatsha, kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuba abatsha bephathiswe ngendlela engenza ukuba ukukhathala okunje abalakho kuphela.
Create projects for them like keeping livestock, doing a lot of activities like creating recreational parks for them so that they can relax.
Abatsha amathuba lendawo zokuzilibazisa, sibatholise imisebenzi okungenza behlaliseke.
Ummeli wabantwana enhlanganisweni yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba, uChild Ambassador kuZimbabwe United Nations Association Zuna, uNkosazana Shalom Mpangabano uthi lo msebenzi mkhulu sibili, njalo ugoqela labatsha abalenkinga yokungahlalisekanga engqondweni ukuze babonisane ngokwabo ukuba usizo lukhona sibili, njalo kumele bathathe lelo thuba lokuthola uncedo bengabi lenhloni loba ukwesaba ukuncediswa.
Our event is here to give free access to anyone because it's service above us. We are here to help the youth because we are there.
Sisebenzelana lenhlanganiso ezincedayo, ngakho lokhu kunikeza abatsha usekelo kungela mbadalo.
Iningi labatsha eZimbabwe likhala ngokusilela kwemisebenzi lamathuba okusungula inhlelo ezingabaphilisa ngendlela engcono, okucinake kubachiya bezulazula bengaselalo lethemba elakusasa elihle, kugcine kukhokhelela ekuthini abanye babo bazibone sebeleni kinga yokusebenzisa izidakamizi bengananzelelanga ngenxa yokuswela okukwenza. Uhulumende uthi ukusetshenziswa kwezidakamizi soluludubo oluphose lube lubhubhane kwele Zimbabwe, okulilizwe elalingelalo loludubo lubhekelwa kuphela kumabonakude lusenzakala emazweni aphetsheya. Kungaleso sizathu sewabumba idale labaphatha intambo ele cabinet committee lokulwisana laloludubo. Ngimele iStudio 7 Harare, ngingumark Peter Ntambe.
Kwezemidlalo, abalandeli beqembu lenguqu ele Highlanders bakhala ngokuthi bahlukunyezwe ngamapholisa ngomgqibelo ezijabane lapho lelo qembu eliye ladlala lele FC Platinum emdlalweni owecastlelaga Premier Soccer League. Intetho lezindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Ntshanji umsipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umdlalo wenguqu obuphakathi kweqembu le-FC Platinum lele Highlanders awusafikanga emaphethelweni ngomgqibelo ngemva kokuba kube lobudlwangudlwangu, kodwa umsekeli weqembu le-Highlanders uNkosilathi Phiri uthi leso simo besingavikeleka.
Akwenza le mandaba kubuhlungu. First of all, ama-supporters e-Highlanders kwamela ayifika ingene ground, lokho vele it's a big no. But indlela amapholisa ayingena nge-situation it was wayward. The only need ukuthi i-tear gas because situation is calm down. After ukuthi i-tear gas baqhubeka futhi phandle outside the grounds bechaya ama-supporters lo mgqibelo black and white. No, unapho sinxaba kumele bebambe few individual labangenileyo bebavalele, not u-reacta ngokuchaya abantu outside the ground. No, that was uncalled for.
Umdlalo umiswe ngemva kokuba iqembu le-FC Platinum seliphiwe umbeko wasekusele imizuzu engaphansi kwelitshumi ukuba umdlalo ufike emaphethelweni. Bezima utshikilo bhanqa 1-1 ngaleso sikhathi. Intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uNeshi Mgogwarira uthi layo uzibonele ngamehlo abalandeli beqembu le-Highlanders bedudulwa kabuhlungu edolobheni lasezishabane.
Umdlalo usimisiwe. Amapholisa aqhubeke noma sephandle echaya wonke umuntu owayegqoke ezimnyama lezimhlophe, bechaya labasezimoteni basuka baze bafika kona le dropen la sesabana besithi abafuna umuntu e dropen ngakhangela lapana go bafike emavinkilini amakhulu athengise ukudla abantu sebedinge ukudla bachaya abantu bakhijima sibili amakilomitha angaba mhlawumbe 5 siya ku 10 bebaleke edrobheni beqonda ngendlela yakobulawayo.
Eyinye njalo intathela izindaba ezemidlalo umuzi wethu Hadebe uthi ukuphoselwa kwentuthu erhitshayo ukufakela abantu abamsulwa engozini.
Ngibona i-tear gas isuke yaphambanisa into eziningi ngoba isuke yasi-affecta ngisho labadlali benguqu ngoba iphoswe abadlali bamaqembu amabili wona lawo elokhu esenkundleni kwazo ukuthi lalabo ke akade besemsebenzini abasike bathi ngama-official broadcaster labo belokhu besathatha imifanekiso yabo lokhu kusenzakala. Ngibona ke lokhu kuba yingozi enkulu kakhulu bekuqakathekile mhlawumbe ukubana kuqalwe kuvikelwe ama-players kuvikelwe labo ke abasemsebenzini. Intuthu yona leyo ye-tear gas hayi sihoshile sibili sike sathwala nzima kodwa ayisincedisene nabanye.
Inhlanganiso ye-Premier Soccer League ikhangelelwe ukukhupha isinqumo phezu kwalo mdlalo wona umiswe kusele imizuzu eyisithupha okwawufike komlindo uyacina. Eminye imidlalo yesigaba se-Premier Soccer League edlalwe ngempela viki edluleyo iphele kanje. Iqembu le-Cranbourne Bullets linqobele i-Rentals nge-1 kanya. Iqembu le-Dynamos linqobele i-Manyika Diamonds lalo nge-1 kanya. Ibulawayo Chiefs inqobe i-Wawa nge-1-0. Iqembu le-Triangle United linqobele i-Capes United nge 2-1. Iqembu le-10X linqotshwe ngeleyada nge-3-1. Iqembu le-Harare City le-Black Rhinos abe ngujikelo bhanqa 0-0. Iqembu le-Chicken Inn linqobe le-Bulawayo City nge-1 kanya. Kuthi iqembu le-ZPC Kariba linqotshwe nge-1 kanya ngelengezi Platinum. Limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu le-Dynamos yilo eliyale lilokhu liphezu kwengalane yemiklomelo linemiklomelo ngamashumi amabili lesithupha njalo lilingene ngemiklomelo leqembu le-Chicken Inn lona elihlezi endaweni yesibili. Ngiyimele Studio 7 koBulawayo Joseph Njanji.
Umsakazo we-Voice of America osakaza kuzwekazi le-Africa okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa i-satellite SES 5 ku-band le-C-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obe-Facebook ku-VOA Ndebele laku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Qhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 laku 15460 kHz ku shortwave.
Ngehlukani izihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority sebeguqule intengo yamafutha ezimota ebikwa kuyiyo ebisibangela ukungami kuhle kwentengo yento yonke elizweni. Umbukiso omkhulu wezokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair 2022 uyaqala kusasa koBulawayo. Abalandeli beqembu lenguqo ele-Highlanders bakhala ngokuthi bahlukunyezwe ngamapholisa ngomgqibelo eShabane lapho lelo qembu eliye ladlala lele FC Platinum. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Olivalelisayo ngukhakusethe Jeremiah ngisithi asidibaneni ngo-6:30 kusasa ekuseni. Abangenelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voaindebele.com.
Si Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.